Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. A couple people on hold, but there's some lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. All you got to do is call up and ask anything, literally any question. Caleb is in Winder. Hey, Caleb.
What's up, guys? I don't really have a question, but you were talking about the bad review thing. I had a buddy drunkenly order me an Uber from Athens to Tybee Island.
Ooh.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and the Uber driver basically fell asleep at the wheel 2 hours into the ride. Ooh. I thought I was about to die.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, I made it, but told my buddy who bought the Uber for me once I got to Tybee, and he left such a bad review, he got refunded the $350 ride.
Ooh.
But the Uber driver got suspended for like 30, 60 days or something like that.
Damn.
Man, there's a lot in there. Thank you, Caleb.
It was maybe two Ubers ago. I think it's the driver that took me to our somewhere where we had to do something. Might have been our anniversary party.
Okay.
And the guy, I was just asking, you know, just talking to him because I was real litty after the party going to the airport because I had to go to the...
Oh, right. Yeah. You went to the airport right after that.
Yeah. And so I was asking, you know, how far have you driven? He's like, I've taken somebody from Hartsville to Alabama in an Uber. I was like, really?
It's got to be pricey.
It's got to be pricey as hell.
Yeah.
$350 refund?
That sucks.
Yeah, dog.
That sucks the guy had to drive all the way out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's, you know, it's also sucks he fell asleep and put everyone's life in danger. But yeah, that's brutal.
Would you have gotten out of the car and like, hey, dog, I got it.
Yeah, we're good. I'm just going to call another one.
No. You get the back.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
You get the back. All right, you get your little nap and we'll drive.
I'm drunk, but you're exhausted. I'm in better shape than you are. Let me get up front.
Yeah.
We got an Uber. It was like, what are the big ones?
Uber X.
We had a Uber XL.
Yeah.
Home from a wedding years ago. And it was like my wife's high school friend that got married. So all of her high school friends got completely after it at the wedding. It was pretty fun to watch, whatever. But one of the husbands of her friends ordered the Uber, and one of the other friends threw up in the Uber.
Oh, man.
So, obviously, the person that ordered the Uber, it goes on their thing.
Yes.
And he's still mad at him.
We're
like 7 years later, and he's like, yeah, I had a perfect rating until you threw up in that Uber.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like petitioned him. He was like, can he get it on his? And I haven't been able to get it.
Oh, man. We have a problem. Yeah. We have a raw.
Yeah, well, he had a problem. He threw up all over
himself.
Anybody
throws up in cars.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Oh.
It wasn't.
We had a buddy one time.
We
had a buddy that threw up because he thought he was so drunk that the window was up. He thought it was down.
Yeah.
And it just, I ain't going to tell you. It was Super Bowl in Houston, Texas, man.
Was it like one of the ones that'll bounce right back at
you?
Oh,
it was all over.
Dish.
And so we're great friends. It was on the way to the club. It's a great night. So we left his ass in there. he was Andy. We were like, hey, Just roll down the windows a little bit.
Yeah. You don't have to ruin the night for everybody.
He didn't wake up. Yeah. But yeah, we rolled the window down a little bit. Left at the parking lot.
His night's over.
Yeah.
But our night doesn't have to be.
Dude, we had a ball at night in the club. Left his ass right there in the back seat, laying in his throw up.
Oh, it's brutal. That's brutal. But he did it to himself. All right, Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hello, Adam.
Hey, have you ever thought about something enough just to yourself, not posting or nothing, but just thought about it enough to, like, come up with your own little conspiracy in your head? Like, I'll tell you what mine is.
Oh, okay.
And my old lady thinks I'm crazy and says I'm watching too many gangster movies, but my conspiracy is that most billionaires have had somebody dealt with before. What y'all think about that?
Okay. Yeah. All right, Adam. I can get behind that one.
most
billionaires that have at some point had someone killed.
Oh. I mean, that's a good one, though. Yeah. That is a good one.
What do you need to be for most? Like more than half? Like the majority of?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That seems
man,
like...
you got dudes snuffing cats off in the projects for $5,000.
That's true.
You get a billionaire that wants to snuff somebody off, he going to give you...
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I need this guy dead for this land acquisition.
Yeah.
That guy's probably going to be dead. Yeah. No one's ever going to find
well,
him.
Well, if billionaires had like 12 people off, does that make up for 12 billionaires that had zero people
that's a
off?
Good. That's a good point, too. Like, is it a like a one-to-one ratio or two-to-one ratio billionaires per murders? I can get behind that.
I can get behind that. Yeah.
Now, do I have my own thing that I've like come up with? Probably, but nothing comes to mind. Like, I'm sure I have some conspiracy theories that I wouldn't share publicly.
I do my best not to do those.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, because not everything is. Yes. You know, we live in this era of like
everything.
Everyone has to decide. Well, that's clear. Like, no, a lot of times it's just incompetence.
Yes.
Like there's just general incompetence and that's what it is. And also that stops me short of a lot of conspiracy theories too. It's like, you know how many people would have to be like incredible at their jobs and keeping secrets in order for that
to
happen?
That's the same thing with the NBA lottery right then.
Yeah.
Like really?
No, I think that's rigged. Yeah, I do. That's the other thing about when people talk about the NFL having a lottery. You don't think they'd rig it?
Yes. You think Jerry Jones
is paying off somebody? Isn't making that thing?
Yeah. You don't think Jerry Jones paying somebody off?
Every couple of years, the Cowboys get the number one pick? Yeah, that's another reason to not have a lottery in the NFL. Jody is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Jody.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jody.
So it's the end of the school year. Mm-hmm. It's graduation season. Randy, congratulations to you and Ty. I know you're a proud papa.
Thank you.
What I want to know is, what did you guys do on graduation night?
Us personally, or do you mean Randy
yesterday? Oh, I got the hell on because my daughter said, okay, can we please help with these pictures? I have a function to go to. Like, okay, baby, just be careful. Give her a kiss. And
do you remember what you did on your graduation night?
Oh, hell yeah, I remember.
You do?
Oh, man. It was a scene because like I was graduating and my mom still lived in Virginia. And so mom and them came down for graduation and I was going to leave the next morning to go back with them just for the summer, get ready to go to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a whole thing because I wasn't ready to go. I was like, I don't want to go. Cause I didn't want to go back to Virginia and everything. So eventually I stayed in Fort Valley that night and mama was staying with grandma. And I mean, my brother Tobias was like, I ain't going. How about I just stay with you? And his mom was like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. And Angel was like, you coming back up there because you ain't going to do nothing down here but do nothing.
Right.
So she
like,
she,
you,
she,
you were going to do something.
I was going to jump.
Wasn't going
to
be
and
productive.
And she made my ass go back to Virginia, get a damn job. I had to get a job. That's what I was doing, that working for that same pay, hard labor temp agency when I was like loading tobacco and everything on cruise on ships and everything.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Mom said I had to come back and get a job. I had to say, because I had Sierra then too. So
right,
you got to come up. You got to get this baby some Pampers.
Right.
Hey, you grown now. Yeah, y'all, our favorite line. Once you get out of high school, you grown in my book. Either you go to, either you got to get a job, go to the military, or go to college.
Yeah.
And I was going to college, but I wasn't going to college yet.
Right. There was the couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought.
I thought I was going to hang out.
You know, it'd be fun is just to hang out here with all these girls are.
Yeah, man.
That know me.
Mama's like,
I'm big shot going to Georgia playing football. Mom said, no, you're going to work.
No, you're going to work this summer.
Make a buck. What a great.
Yeah, man. Mama put my ass to work.
What a great parent. My, I think we did the thing. Did you guys have a thing called like grad night or whatever? It was like all night. And you had that? Okay.
Somebody almost got stabbed at ours.
Really?
Yeah. This,
not ours.
Yeah, this chick about to stab her boyfriend.
Oh, but that would have made ours way more fun.
With a kitchen knife.
Dang. Like, she would have had to stab her really hard.
All of a sudden, they're like, whoa, hey, what you doing?
Don't stab
her. You should have seen her. And she was spotting.
That sounds great.
Yeah, man.
Ours, we were at a YMCA, and they set up a bunch of dumb games. It was like, this sucks.
Oh. Ours was at the high school gym.
Yeah.
We graduated high school and then had to go back.
We were out at Willow Lake.
And we had to pay for it. It was like,
oh, really?
Some, it was some cost to go to.
We had a mechanical bull.
Really?
They had those sumo.
Did you ride the mechanical bull, Abe?
We played basketball for 9 straight hours.
They had those sumo
overnight.
Suits. So people did like the sumo thing.
Right.
But like, all right, fine for an hour or two. But then it was like 11:30 at night. And it was like, it's all night. You guys are going to. It's like we're just in a YMCA and it's 1 o'clock. Everybody just went to sleep.
Oh, really?
It really sucked. It was a huge waste of money. All right, Ken's in Marietta. Hey, Ken.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, Father's Day coming up. What's your steak dinner? Where you want to take him?
Where do we?
Well, we're going to be at the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar.
Nice job.
Perimeter.
Nice
job. But that's Friday night, obviously. Yes. Sunday, we're going to do kind of a double. We're going to do Father's Day breakfast here.
Uh-huh.
My dad's going to come over. We'll hang out. And then we're going to go up to Waynesville and have dinner up there with her dad.
Oh, nice.
So we'll kind of like get to go, you know, get everybody's dad involved.
Dance Father's Day.
Sunday the 15th.
Okay.
The 15th of June. I'm taking the next week off. So the week after that, I'm off all week. 16th through 20th.
That's when you off?
I'm off.
Okay.
Yeah. My brother gets married that next Saturday. Saturday the 24th. First, I believe it is.
Hold on. I'm off the week after that.
And you're off the week.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'm off
man.
The week.
So we're going to do that thing we tried to avoid and then ended up doing anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So that means congratulations, everybody. You get Abe for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do for Father's Day dinner. My guess is I'll probably grill some steaks.
Oh, yeah. Father's Day dinner is it's me, whatever I want to cook. That which I want to eat is whatever I want to cook.
Yeah, that's the way to do
I'm
it.
I'm doing.
It's about you.
I'm doing tomahawks.
Oh,
yes.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make sure they don't sell first. I ain't spending all this for no damn steak.
Since we're talking about food and all of that.
When's the grill come?
Haven't done it yet.
Oh.
I'm going to go get one. I'm just going to go to Home Depot on Memorial Day.
Okay.
Due to a Memorial Day sale. Have you ever done, they sell uncooked tortillas at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
You just take them home and cook them on the whatever you want to use, a cast iron or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You do that?
Yeah, we have a.
I had never done it.
Oh, yeah. No, we have a.
That's the way to do it.
We have a refrigerator shelf full of them.
Of raw ones?
Yeah, my wife buys them. That's all she does.
Yeah. I had never done that before. Do it. It takes a little longer because you got to put them on the, you know, you put them on the cast iron or however you want to cook it.
It's so good.
It's 100 times better.
Yes.
Like tortillas are great, but it doesn't take long either. You just kind of get it 60 seconds that side, 60 seconds that side, and then you got a fresh tortilla. Oh, man. Game changer. All right. James is in Fairburn. Hey, James.
Hey, this call is for Andy. I've been blessed. I've run 30 full 26.2 marathons. And don't run them anymore, though, but I'm going to run the Peachtree. So, Andy, how fast are you going to run the Peachtree this year?
Whew, not very. I haven't been running at all, really. We might actually run today, me and my wife, but I haven't run 6 miles consecutively probably since the Peachtree last year.
There you go.
So I'll run it. I don't know. Probably like an hour and 5 minutes or something like that. Right around there. But we're not going to be setting any land speed records this year, I don't think.
That's good, man. That's good. I'm excited that you are, because I was like, do you have a lot of time to do it as you used to?
No.
Okay.
No. But, I mean, I still, you know, I still work out like almost every day.
We have got to
not.
Beat Abe this year, dog.
Abe's hurt. He's just faster than
you
me.
You better hope that
runs.
Calf still
oh
bothers me.
Oh, my God. Nobody care about your calf. We know you're going to the doctor to let him look at your calfie. Oh, my God.
I went this morning. He was.
I mean, you seem like a big guy.
He was shocked at the lack of flexibility. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right there, Doc.
How would the doc say? What's the prognosis?
Well, it's not. Nothing. He says do some stupid stretches and see what happens. That's pretty much what
you had to go to the doctor for that.
Yeah, I'm going back for him to tell it to me a second time.
You had to go to the doctor for that. Get some Icy Hot in them knuckles and get up in there, man.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Right there, Doc. There's the spot.
Every day.
Andy's a review guy, but only good ones. And if you're...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ford, his house, you can swing a hammer.
That's right. Maybe one.
Yeah.
We put the one-year-old to work. I just found mine. Put some Icy Hot and get your knuckles up in there.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Oh, look like Tyrese hit the choke too early when he banged that ball off the back of the rim.
Mm-hmm. Andy's going to be a tape grinder.
Yeah.
And Randy came into that club shaking that thing.
All right. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Happy hour Friday at 11.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.